The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired, and it will be available in podcast after the broadcast. This is Kurt Benrood for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Welcome to Movie and Theater Previews, your source of information about plays and movies that are available locally with audio description. We'll begin with a quick overview and supply more details about the most immediate offerings a little later in the show. So for upcoming plays in the Raleigh and Cary area, we've got Bob Marley's Three Little Birds at Raleigh Little Theater on Sunday, March 17th at 5 p.m. The King and I at Broadway Series South in Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium on Saturday, March 23rd at 2 p.m. The Royal Family at North Carolina State University's University Theater in Titmus Theater on Friday, April 5th, 7:30 p.m. Real Women Have Curves at Justice Theater Project at the Umstead Park United Church of Christ, Sunday, April 7th, 3:30 p.m. Ken Ludwig's Baskerville at Raleigh Little Theater on Sunday, March 21st at 3 p.m. And Murder for Two at North Carolina Theater in the Fletcher Opera Theater on Saturday, April 27th at 2 p.m. In Durham or Chapel Hill, we've got Dear Evan Hansen at DPAC, that's the Durham Performing Arts Center, on Saturday, March 16th at 8 p.m. Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood, also at DPAC on Saturday, April 6th at 2 p.m. How I Learned to Drive at Playmakers in Chapel Hill on Tuesday, April 9th, 7:30 p.m. Anastasia at DPAC on Saturday, April 20th at 8 p.m. In the Greensboro and Winston-Salem area, we've got Two Trains Running at Triad Stage on Saturday, March 30th at 2 p.m. And in Fayetteville or the Sand Hills area, we've got The Cake at Cape Fear Regional Theater on Saturday, April 20th at 2 p.m. Moving over to movies, first a list of theaters in the area that offer movies with audio description. There's the North Hills Stadium 14. There's the Briar Creek Stadium 14. The Crossroads Stadium 20, which is in Cary. The Beaver Creek Stadium 12, which is in Apex. And the White Oak Stadium 14, which is in Garner. These are Regal theaters, and they have a telephone system for getting up-to-date information about movies playing in their theaters. You can get your showtimes from them by calling 844-462-7342. That's 844-462-7342, and follow the menu prompts. And so we'll take a look at the movies that are available with audio description. Opening this week is Captain Marvel, which plays at all of those theaters. That's North Hills, Crossroads, White Oak, Briar Creek, and Beaver Creek. There's Alita Battle Angel, rated PG-13, plays in North Hills, Crossroads, White Oak, Briar Creek, and Beaver Creek. In other words, all of those. Aquaman, rated PG-13, playing at White Oak and Briar Creek. Arctic, rated PG-13, playing at Crossroads. Bohemian Rhapsody, rated PG-13, playing at Briar Creek. Fighting with My Family, rated PG-13, plays at Briar Creek. Green Book, rated PG-13, plays at Crossroads. Happy Death Day to You, PG-13, at North Hills. How to Train Your Dragon, plays at all five of these theaters. Isn't It Romantic, rated PG-13, is at Crossroads and at Briar Creek. Run the Race, rated PG, is at Crossroads. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, rated PG, plays at Beaver Creek, rather. Lego Movie 2, the second part, rated PG, plays at North Hills, Crossroads, and Beaver Creek. The Upside, it's rated PG-13, plays at North Hills, White Oak, Briar Creek, and Beaver Creek. Tyler Perry's A Madea Family Funeral, rated PG-13, plays at all of those theaters. And What Men Want, rated R, plays at Crossroads, White Oak, and Briar Creek. And I missed one in there. It is Apollo 11, rated G, plays at the Crossroads in Cary. And once again, you can contact the Regal Theaters by phone to get up-to-date information about the showtimes for these different movies by calling 844-462-7342. That's 844-462-7342, and then you simply follow the menu prompts. Now a closer look at the plays. In Raleigh or Cary, Bob Marley's Three Little Birds at Raleigh Little Theater on Sunday, March 17th, 5 p.m. Meet Ziggy, a shy boy who would rather stay at home and watch television than explore the island of Jamaica. Over the course of his onstage journey, with some help from his friend Nancy, he realizes that the real adventures can be found outside amid the birds and jungles and beaches. Their worldly adventure is enlivened by the fantastic songs of renowned reggae artist Bob Marley. Based on the story by Sadella Marley, music and lyrics by Bob Marley, adapted for the stage by Michael J. Bobbitt, additional music and lyrics by John L. Cornelius II. This is directed by Deb Royals-Mazurk. You can make reservations by calling 919-821-3111. That's 919-821-3111. Adults are $18. Children 12 and under are $12. And Raleigh Little Theater does offer a deal whereby you can do buy one, get one free. That would be one ticket for you and one ticket for your driver. The King and I at Broadway Series South plays in Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium on Saturday, March 23rd at 2 p.m. One of Rodgers and Hammerstein's finest works, The King and I boasts a score which features such beloved classics as Getting to Know You, I Whistle a Happy Tune, Shall We Dance, and Something Wonderful. Set in 1860s Bangkok, the musical tells the story of the unconventional and tempestuous relationship that develops between the King of Siam and Anna Leonowens, a British schoolteacher whom the modernist king, in an imperialistic world, brings to Siam to teach his many wives and children. For tickets, call 919-831-6941. That's 919-831-6941, and the extension is 6944. Once again, the extension 6944, and the whole number, 919-831-6941, extension 6944. Tickets run from $25.15 through $93.15. The Royal Family at North Carolina State's University Theater in the Titmus Theater in Thompson Hall plays Friday, April 5th at 7:30 p.m. It's by George S. Kaufman and Edna Ferber, directed by John McElwee and Rachel Clem. Based on the notorious Barrymores, the play follows the career of three generations of Broadway actors. Grandmother Fanny is planning a comeback. Mother Julie is at the height of her career. Daughter Gwen is just starting out, and brother Tony has forsaken the stage for a career in film. This hysterical comedy celebrates dedicating one's life to the stage while giving a whole new meaning to More Drama Than Yo Mama. Tickets can be ordered by calling 919-515-1100. That's 919-515-1100. Adults are $23, senior citizens $21, faculty and staff are $19. Students are $15 and NCSU students are $6. And to these you add the applicable fees and North Carolina sales tax. All seating is reserved. Real Women Have Curves at Justice Theater Project in the Umstead Park United Church of Christ on Sunday, April 7th, 3:30 p.m. It's written by Josefina Lopez, directed by Gustavo Schmidt. This is who we are, Mama, real women. Set in a tiny sewing factory in East Los Angeles, the outrageously funny story of five full-figured Mexican-American women who are trying to keep their tiny factory from going under. And while they work and hide from the INS, they talk about their husbands and lovers, their children, their dreams for the future. This microcosm of the Latina immigrant experience celebrates real women's bodies and the incredible bond that happens when women work together. Justice Theater Project offers free pairs of tickets to users of the audio description service. That's one for you and one for your driver. Call 919-264-7089 to make arrangements. That is 919-264-7089. Moving over to Durham and Chapel Hill, at Durham Performing Arts Center, or DPAC, we've got Dear Evan Hansen on Saturday, March 16th at 8 p.m., a winner of 6 Tony Awards, including Best Musical, winner of 6 2017 Tony Awards, and the 2018 Grammy Award for Best Musical Theater Album. A letter that was never meant to be seen, a lie that was never meant to be told, a life he never dreamed he could have. Evan Hansen is about to get the one thing he's always wanted, a chance to finally fit in. Dear Evan Hansen is the deeply personal and profoundly contemporary musical about life and the way we live it. Dear Evan Hansen has struck a chord with audiences and critics everywhere, including the Washington Post, who says, Dear Evan Hansen is one of the most remarkable shows in musical theater history. The New York Times calls it a gut-punching, breathtaking knockout of a musical. And NBC Nightly News declares the musical an anthem resonating on Broadway and beyond. Dear Evan Hansen features a book by Tony Award winner Steven Levinson, a score by Grammy, Tony, and Academy Award winners Benj Pasek and Justin Paul, who did La La Land and The Greatest Showman, and direction by four-time Tony Award nominee Michael Greif, who did Rent and Next to Normal. You order tickets by calling 919-680-2787. That's 919-680-2787, and they run from $275 to $482. Next, we've got Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood at DPAC on Saturday, April 6th at 2 p.m. It's a brand new adventure based on the number one PBS Kids TV series, the Grrrific musical for little tigers and grown-ups alike, is back. The hugely popular Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood Live, based on the number one PBS Kids TV series, has delighted live audiences on stages across the country. Now, in its fourth year of touring, your favorite characters are hopping back on board Trolley and coming to DPAC for two shows on April 6th, with Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood Live, King for a Day. Daniel and all of his friends invite you for a brand new adventure in Neighborhood of Make-Believe, where Daniel learns just what it takes to be king. The beloved characters come alive on stage to captivate you with new songs to sing along to, magical moments, and surprise guests along the way. It's an event filled with tiger-tastic fun, teaching the valuable lessons of kindness, helping others, and being a friend. Don't miss Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood Live, King for a Day, a royally great time. You can order tickets by calling 919-680-2787. Once again, 919-680-2787. They run from $24 to $35, plus tax. Moving over to Chapel Hill, we've got How I Learned to Drive at Playmakers on UNC campus. This happens Tuesday, April 9th at 7:30 p.m. It's by Paula Vogel, directed by Lee Sunday Evans. This is a survivor's guide to the rules of the road. At once compassionate, heartbreaking, and unexpectedly funny, this Pulitzer Prize-winning play chronicles one woman's journey to break the cycle and silence surrounding her sexual abuse at the hands of a beloved family member. A story of boundaries, personal agency, and how hindsight is not always 2020. How I Learned to Drive has earned its place in the contemporary American theater canon and achieves a powerful new resonance in the area of Me Too and Time's Up. Variety says the play is potent and convincing comment on a taboo subject, and its impact sneaks up on its audience. The New York Times says Ms. Vogel has written a lovely, harrowing guide to the crippling persistence of one woman's memories. There is a consent advisory. The play deals frankly with issues surrounding sexual abuse and incest. We encourage all patrons to use their own discretion in determining the appropriateness of the material. Tickets are $15 on that particular night, and you can call 919-962-7529. That's 919-962-7529. Moving back over to Durham at the DPAC on Saturday, April 20th at 8 p.m., we've got Anastasia, stunning musical based on the hit films. One of the most gorgeous shows in years, says the New York Observer. Inspired by the beloved films, the romantic and adventure-filled new musical Anastasia is at home at DPAC at last. This dazzling show will transport you from the twilight of the Russian Empire to the euphoria of Paris in the 1920s as a brave young woman sets out on a journey to discover the mystery of her past. Anastasia features a book by celebrated playwright Terence McNally, a lush new score by Stephen Flaherty, who does the music, and Lynn Ahrens, who does the lyrics, with direction by Tony Award winner Darko Trezniak. Their number is 919-680-2787. That's 919-680-2787. Tickets start at $171 and go up to $314 plus tax. And moving on over to the Greensboro and Winston-Salem area, we've got Two Trains Running at Triad Stage, Saturday, March 30th at 2 p.m. This is by August Wilson. Stand up for what's right and experience the genius of August Wilson. It's 1969 in the Hill District of Pittsburgh. The city plans big for what they call urban renewal, but Memphis Lee's Diner stands in the way. He and his customers fight for survival on the precipice of enormous change. Discover what really matters in this slice-of-life masterpiece that digs into the heart of the American dream. The artistic director tells us, August Wilson, whose Fences appeared on the Triad stage in 2016, is hands down one of the greatest writers our country has produced. When I first saw Lloyd Richards' acclaimed Broadway production of Two Trains Running, I remember being shattered by the power of the funny and harrowing story of the amazing people I had met that evening at Memphis Lee's Diner. This remains my favorite of Wilson's plays, and I know it will shake you to your core. We are thrilled this production is part of UNCG's year-long event series, The 60s, Exploring the Limits. To purchase tickets, you can call 336-272-0160. That's 336-272-0160. They tell us tickets run anywhere from $10 to $55, but they don't let us know what the breakdown is. Oh, well. And now moving over to the Fayetteville and Sand Hills area, we've got The Cake at Cape Fear Regional Theater on Saturday, April 20th at 2 p.m. When her best friend's daughter returns to town with a special order for her wedding, Della takes on her biggest challenge yet. What does she believe? Faith and family collide in The Cake, a modern comedy that tackles a tasty subject while staying deliciously Southern. Intimate staging, similar to last season's Disgraced, will bring you up close and personal for this hilarious show. It's written by Becca Brunstetter, directed by David Caldwell. They ask the question, who will love it? Fans of smart adult dramedies, people who follow current events, and people on the lookout for the next hot trend. It's recommended for adult audiences. Tickets run from $15 to $25, and you can order them by calling 910-323-4234, extension 229. That number again, 910-323-4234, extension 229. And now some preview information about the movies that we have not previewed yet on previous shows. There's Captain Marvel that opens this week. It's rated PG-13 for sequences of sci-fi violence and action and brief suggestive language. It runs 2 hours and 8 minutes. Captain Marvel, played by Brie Larson, is an extraterrestrial Kree warrior, that's K-R-E-E, who finds herself caught in the middle of an intergalactic battle between her people and the Skrulls. Living on Earth in 1995, she keeps having recurring memories of another life as U.S. Air Force pilot Carol Danvers. With help from Nick Fury, played by Samuel L. Jackson, Captain Marvel tries to uncover the secrets of her past while harnessing her special superpowers to end the war with the evil Skrulls. This is a sci-fi fantasy action adventure. And now Apollo 11, which runs 1 hour and 33 minutes. This is from director Todd Douglas Miller, who directed Dinosaur 13, comes a cinematic event 50 years in the making. Crafted from a newly discovered trove of 65mm footage and more than 11,000 hours of uncatalogued audio recordings, Apollo 11 takes us straight to the heart of NASA's most celebrated mission, the one that first put men on the moon and forever made Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin into household names. Immersed in the perspectives of the astronauts, the team in mission control, and the millions of spectators on the ground, we vividly experience those momentous days and hours in 1969 when humankind took a giant leap into the future. And this is a documentary. And finally, Tyler Perry's A Madea Family Funeral, rated PG for language, drug references throughout, and crude sexual content. It runs 1 hour and 49 minutes. A joyous family reunion becomes a hilarious nightmare as Medea and the crew travel to backwoods Georgia, where they find themselves unexpectedly planning a funeral that might unveil unsavory family secrets. And this is a comedy rated PG-13. And we'll use our last couple of minutes here just to recap some of the preview material about a few of the other movies that we've done in the past. There's Alita Battle Angel, rated PG-13 for sequences of sci-fi violence, action, and some language. Runs 2 hours and 2 minutes. And this is from visionary filmmakers James Cameron, who did Avatar, and Robert Rodriguez, who did Sin City. Comes Alita Battle Angel, an epic adventure of hope and empowerment. When Alita, played by Rosa Salazar, awakens with no memory of who she is in a future world she does not recognize, she is taken in by Ido, played by Christoph Waltz, a compassionate doctor who realizes that somewhere in this abandoned cyborg shell is the heart and soul of a young woman with an extraordinary past. As Alita learns to navigate her new life and the treacherous streets of Iron City, Ido tries to shield her from her mysterious history, while her street-smart new friend Hugo, played by Kian Johnson, offers instead to help trigger her memories. But it is only when the deadly and corrupt forces that run the city come after Alita that she discovers a clue to her past. She has unique fighting abilities that those in power will stop at nothing to control. If she can stay out of their grasp, she could be the key to saving her friends, her family, and the world she's grown to love. This is a science fiction fantasy, action adventure, romance. And a quick look at Run the Race, which is rated PG. It runs 1 hour and 40 minutes. In Run the Race, two desperate brothers sacrifice today for a better tomorrow. Reeling from his mother's death and his father's abandonment, Zach, an all-state athlete, finds glory on the football field, working to earn a college scholarship and the brothers' ticket out of town. When a devastating injury puts Zach and his dreams on the sidelines, David laces up his track cleats to salvage their future and point Zach toward hope. And that's run us out of time for this episode of Movie and Theater Previews. I'm Kirk Benroot for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Thanks for tuning in. And if you have any comments or questions, feel free to call in to Triangle Radio Reading Service and let us know what you think. Have a good rest of the day, and maybe we'll bump into each other at the movies or at the theater.